Pomoiawa Tamanui France and Tene, and this is your Wātea English News. Willow Jean Prime's parliamentary career looks secure for now, even if she fails to hold the formerly True Blue seat of Northland in October's election. She's been ranked at number 9 in the Labour Party list released this morning. Te Tai Tokero MP and Deputy Party Leader Calvin Davis comes in at number 2, behind Leader Chris Hipkins, with Deputy MP Carmel Sepoloni, Grant Robertson and Megan Woods next in line. Māori Development Minister Willie Jackson is at 8, behind fellow List MP Jan Tenete and Aisha Verrill. And Speaker Adrian Rurafe is number 11, ahead of Andrew Little and David Parker, with Pēni Hinare at 14. That means at least 7 of the first 14 are List-only candidates, who will need a List seat to stay in Parliament. Te Taitonga MP Rino Tirikatene won't need his 21 spot to have another term. And at 26, Shannon Hulbert has motivation to hold Northcote in his rematch with Dan Bedoy. Georgia Dentsey, who contested the Hamilton East by-election, has been rewarded with spot 31, and Tamati Coffey, who put off his retirement plans to step in as East Coast Cape candidate, is at 36. Wairiki candidate Tony Boynton is ranked at 39. Te Tai Hawauru candidate Soraya Peke-Mason is taking on all-or-nothing approach to her run, and Hauraki Waikato MP Nanaia Mahuta and Oharu candidate Greg O'Connor also declined List positions. Māori Party President John Tamihere says the party's policy of military neutrality has been ignored by the media because they don't want to hear the message. He says the party feels starved of oxygen when it comes to putting ideas into the political discourse.
Making us the Switzerland of the South Pacific. No one wants to hear that because for some unknown reason they all want to be part of a warmongering group where they're not going to put their money to it directly, and they're not going to put their lives on the line either, but they'll send others to it.
Māori Party co-leader Rāwiri Waititi has blamed the war in Ukraine on the politics of America, NATO and other countries, and New Zealand should stay out of it. A cluster of central North Island hapū under Te Korowai o Wainui Arua is set for a new start after Saturday's signing in Raitihi of a deed to settle historic treaty claims. Te Korowai, which includes Tamahaki, Tamakana and Uenuku, will receive $21.7 million in financial and commercial redress, $6.8 million in cultural funding, the return of 19 sites of cultural significance, 12 commercial properties, support to establish a predator-proof eco-sanctuary at Pōkaka, and a seat on the Tongariro Taupō Conservation Board. Chair Aidan Gilbert says the mahi of their tupuna is now bearing fruits.
Therein is the challenge for us to set the waka straight, to take the opportunities that are left now in terms of our country on a whole. I'm reminded too that there's been other settlements before us that have done well. These will obviously be used as a guide.
And that's your Wātea English News.